It's here and now. When people emigrate, they take all that they own, including their music.
It was a far rightful king. We left fair Scotland strand.
Now, a beautiful new coffee table book traces the journey in the 18th and 19th centuries of the people of Scotland to Ireland and then to the mountains of Appalachia, where their music merged with sounds from African, German, and Native Americans. We were reminded of this recently when we spoke to fourth and fifth generation Scottish Americans in the American South during the recent vote for independence. This book is about their ancestors. Wayfaring Strangers, the musical voyage from Scotland and Ulster to Appalachia, comes with a beautiful CD. The book's authors both have Scottish roots. Both are at WUNC in North Carolina. Doug Orr is founder of the Swannanoa Music Gathering. But let's start with Fiona Ritchie, familiar to NPR listeners as host of The Thistle and Shamrock. And Fiona, you know so much music. You had to get the CD down to 20 songs. What were you looking for?
Well, we were primarily looking to trace the story of the music starting in Scotland, moving through Northern Ireland, on into the USA, down into Southern Appalachia, where the music, you know, morphs and changes and evolves. And we wanted to reflect this on a CD tracks 20, which is quite a difficult thing to do. And indeed, we could have played a lot more music. But I think we picked some that show off some of the key tradition bearers in the tradition. And also we put together a discography. So if people want to explore it further.
Well, let's listen to a little. The first song, people of Scottish descent might have guessed, Barbara Allen. Let's listen to a little.
Was in the merry month of May, when rosebuds were a swelling, sweet William on his deathbed lay for the love of Barbara Allen.
So a number of performers on this particular performance of Barbara Allen, but we heard Dolly Parton. Dolly Parton has some Scotch.
She sure does. Scotch-Irish ancestry and English, and very proud of it. She wrote the foreword to the book as well.
She writes in the foreword that her ancestors, the Partons, came from Gloucester in England, but other Partons may have gone to Scotland. There's different spellings. But maybe even more important, she grew up in the Smoky Mountains listening to these ancient ballads that crossed oceans. Tell us about Barbara Allen. What else, when you hear it, makes it Scottish?
It's sad. That's one of the things. You know, Scots do like to sing of broken hearts and sad songs of parting and of unrequited love, lost love, death. But also it has that sort of soul to it that comes from Scottish music and Irish music and Appalachian.
Let's listen to another beautiful voice. This is Cara Dillon singing The Winding River Row.
Some poets sing of a noble king, or of a sweetheart fair. Some tell a tale of ships that sail with treasures rich and rare.
It just goes right through you. She mentions poets. There's a reference in the book to Robert Burns. In 2009, Scottish Television, you write, conducted a poll, who should be the greatest Scot? He won 500 poems to his name. But draw the line, as you do, from Robert Burns to Woody Guthrie and Bob Dylan.
Well, Robert Burns was a wonderful poet. He also really liked to collect music. And as a labour of love, he travelled the length and breadth of the country collecting small snippets of songs. Woody Guthrie really was of that same spirit. He travelled around as a sort of troubadour, tuning into the traditions of the people that he encountered. And most notably, Bob Dylan, who reached back, having been inspired by Woody Guthrie, who in turn was inspired by Burns. Dylan reaches back to the Burnsian approach of picking up bits and pieces of ballads, even just ideas, little bits of tunes, and repurposes them, recreates new songs for a new generation. So they're all part of an ongoing tradition of song creation, songwriting that really is rooted in tradition.
Farewell, pretty Sarah, I bid ye adieu. but I dream of pretty Sarah wherever I go.
We interviewed Pete Seeger at his home up on the Hudson, Robin, and he told us the story of Woody Guthrie, his comrade, in the Merchant Marine going to Scotland and seeking out everything he could find about Robert Burns, because he was a kindred spirit to Woody, and both of them egalitarian, writing about the common man.
Yeah, well, and then Woody Guthrie wrote a poem, as you remind us, for Robert Burns, to that man Burns, and it begins, "Dear Robert Burns, your words turned into songs and floated upstream and then turned into rains and drifted down and lodged and clung to drifts of driftwood to warm, heat, and fertilize new seeds." Quite something. You mentioned this sort of inspiration from Burns to Guthrie to Dylan and Seeger. Let's listen to Pete Seeger singing The Farmer's Cursed Wife.
There was an old man lived over the hill. If he ain't moved out, he's living there still. Sing pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, day. Well, the devil come up to him one day, said, "One of your family I'm gonna take away." Singing pa-ding, ding, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, diddy-ing, da-ding, ding, diddy-ing, day.
And then there's Doc Watson, the blind guitar virtuoso from Deep Gap, North Carolina. He's on the CD with Shady Grove.
Shady Grove, my little love, Shady Grove, I say. Shady Grove, my little love, I'm bound to go away, Piccadilly. Yeah.
What does it do to you when you hear these songs, given these different lives?
It's a universal story in many ways, Robin, because the immigration, the movement of peoples around the world goes on to this day, and we need to remind ourselves that they bring with them their stories, their homesickness for the old place. It's a very human story, and after all, we are a nation of immigrants.
Well, it's funny you mentioned, because the recent Scottish vote reminded us, although we hadn't forgotten, that my dad's mom was a McLaughlin, came to Ellis Island, one of the oldest clans in Scotland. My father's brother was Lachlan McLaughlin, son of a McLaughlin. And so we started doing some research, and of course it's a storied clan, goes back to the 5th century. But there also was somebody in 1646 during a civil war who incited terrible moments there. In fact, someone called him a criminal lunatic. But the legacy, does include this music.
You know, this was a very kind of feisty bunch of people, and they brought some of that with them when they came to the Appalachians, most certainly. And it was also what allowed them to survive, you know, in very difficult circumstances.
As a matter of fact, my own clan, Orr, is a suffix of MacGregor, and the MacGregors were proscribed, meaning outlawed, for 175 years in the Highlands.
Congratulations.
Rob Roy being one of the most famous. So we, those of us who trace our ancestry back to those days in the Highlands, there are skeletons in every closet. It makes better songs and stories, too.
And if you listen closely, you'll hear some of those stories told in Songs in the Appalachians. Fiona Ritchie, Doug Orr, their new book is Wayfaring Strangers, The Musical Voyage from Scotland and Ulster to Appalachia. Thank you both. A beautiful, beautiful coffee table book and lovely CD. Thank you.
Thanks a bunch.
Amen, Robin. Thank you, and here and now. We appreciate you.